Football fans, welcome back to the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chris Gronkowski, and I'm here with my co-host, Super Bowl ring-wearing, Glenn Gronkowski.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 17, and thanks again for tuning in. Today in the Gronkcast, we are going to discuss our bulletproof picks, give you our Bet DSI Capper Cup picks of the week, discuss the Raiders' future, and also bring in some college football discussion now that bowl season is coming up soon. Finally, we'll wrap it up with our favorite segment, the Fan Question of the Week. Before we jump into it, make sure to check out GetMoreSports.com for the latest betting information and up-to-date content on the NFL along with all other major sports. If you are enjoying our shows, make sure you subscribe and also remember to send questions into our social media profiles to be featured on future shows.
Like we said, welcome back to the Gronkcast and welcome back some Gronk spikes, baby. Who saw that New England game this weekend? Huge catch down the middle. Gronk spikes are back. It's exciting again to watch on Sundays.
About time. So it's only his second touchdown of the year, I believe, but he's coming off 3 days. I mean, he's feeling good now. Who wouldn't be feeling good after 3 days of 3 weeks of rest in the NFL? I mean, that's just insane. Your body's back feeling good. I mean, having a bye week. We talked about having a bye week last week and how good that felt. So 3 weeks, anybody would be feeling good right now. And it's time to make up for some lost time and get those incentives back because we need another incentive party like we did last year.
Heck yeah. Miami incentive party last year. We need those incentives so we can one up that party last year, get back to some nice weather and enjoy ourselves in March after a Super Bowl, baby.
That's right. And it's after Thanksgiving now. I said this a couple episodes as well. Football season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving. A famous quote that goes around the Patriots locker room after Thanksgiving. That's usually why they win after Thanksgiving, because everyone gets that mentality. They get that mindset. They get it right. Practice is more focused, and they're ready to go out there and do what they do best, win games when it matters.
So, talking about that, who do you got this week with Minnesota coming into New England?
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, they're coming into New England. Patriots do not lose in New England. They're 10-2 against the spread in New England in the last 12 games, and they're 12-0 straight up in those 12 games. And this is crazy. Brady, this is his 61st straight game in which he is favored. 46th straight game for the Patriots. Obviously, those numbers don't match because Brady was hurt for a little bit and Patriots weren't favored in those games when he was out. And it's also the 36th straight home game with Brady starting in which they are favored. That just blows my mind. I mean, they do lose games. They are unstoppable. They have had 61 straight starts for Brady in which he is favored. I mean, how does Las Vegas do that and predict him never to lose?
That's a great bet. I mean, how many times have you seen them struggling and turn around a season just like they did earlier this year with a nice big home win against a team who's undefeated? I mean, unbelievable. It's so hard to play them at home. I don't think anyone, any big-time bettor, is going to bet against the Patriots at home. And that's why they are one of my Capper Cup picks of the week this week, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Even against its Minnesota's DM, they've shown they're pretty legit this year, but you think their offense can keep up with Tom Brady? I mean, I think no matter what, Tom Brady's going to put up points no matter whose defense he's playing, especially with the weapons he has now and everybody being healthy. And like I was just saying, it's after Thanksgiving right now. That mentality has set in.
Yeah, they're locked in. Like I said, too, when they lost the Titans, it's kind of one of those games where they just go back. They self-coach against themselves. They look at everything over the bye week. Everyone gets healthy, and they come back firing, and that's what they did. I think they're locked in for the rest of the year now. And like I said, Capper's Cup, it's looking pretty good. I'm going to take Patriots all day at home with a low spread of 4. It's a pretty nice take right there.
You know what else looks good? Your pick from last week, your bulletproof pick, you took the Patriots. And they covered. So congratulations, you won. I lost. We still haven't gone 2-0 in our bulletproof picks yet this year, which is incredible. But we have a surprise for everybody this week for our next bulletproof picks. But let's go back to last week. Patriots minus 10.5 at the Jets, and they covered. Talk about your pick right there.
Easy money, like I said. The tour bus, the bulletproof tour bus, went up to New York, and they covered. The Patriots are victorious for covering big spreads. Jumped all over that. Cashed in again. 4 for 5 out of the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, and I took what I thought was a bulletproof pick. The Falcons at Saints over 59.5 was 12-0 in NFL history with any game spread being over under 57.5. And this was at 59.5. So I took the over, and it did not hit because the Falcons turned the ball over 3 times inside the 10-yard line going in for touchdowns. Completely screwed me. Ruined the whole game. Ruined the over. Wasn't even close. Should have been. I mean, I think at halftime, right before halftime, it was where Julio Jones fumbled going in for a touchdown. So right there, you just know that you're out of luck. I mean, you're just not supposed to win games like that. So I lost that one. We've got a pair of bulletproof NFL picks for this week's games. Our bulletproof picks each week are our best against the spread plays. You're getting these straight from two former NFL players. We aren't always right, but we'll tell you who we are betting and why. We got a special pick this week, and we didn't even plan this one, and we both took the same team. Who are we taking this week, Chris, for our bulletproof picks?
If this ain't Bulletproof City, I don't know what is then. Bulletproof City is the tour bus is going to Jacksonville. But who are they taking?
They are taking the Indianapolis Colts. And this is why. Because the Jaguars, they are coming off a loss to the Bills, which that's embarrassing just right there. But Blake Bortles gets benched. Offensive coordinators get fired. Fournette suspended. I mean, what is going right in Jacksonville? They're losing games. Even with these players, they're losing games. And now they lost key components of this team that these are supposed to be their playmakers, their big money players. And they're both out now. They're not playing good. I can't see Cody Kessler coming in here with a new offensive coordinator, with the struggles that have been going on in Jacksonville, and changing this around. Their defense is supposed to be legit, but they have the Indianapolis Colts who they haven't let up a sack in the last 6 games. They only let up 1 in the last 6 games. Andrew Luck has thrown for 3 or more touchdowns in the last 8 games. I mean, I just don't see Jacksonville stopping him. Their offense, they're going to go 3 and out. They're going to give the ball back to Luck and the Colts offense over and over. The Jacksonville defense can only stop them so much. This offense is potent right now. They're unstoppable. I can't believe the spread. I don't understand it at all. It is in Jacksonville, but, I mean, it's a warm weather game. The Colts are used to playing indoors. Maybe this heat will affect them, but it's almost December now. I don't see this heat affecting them. They're not playing in the cold and being used to the indoors like this is going to affect them or anything. So I don't understand this spread at all. I think this is going to be a blowout by the Indianapolis Colts, actually. And that's, I think, why you took it, too.
I'm jumping all over this Bullet City tour bus pick in Jacksonville. I have taken the Colts. Like you said, Cody Kessler is the starting quarterback. This is someone who's 0-8 with the Browns. So they're bringing in, is that even an upgrade from Bortles? It doesn't look like it. You have Leonard Fournette, who appealed his suspension. He lost that. So he is definitely out for this game. Like Glenn said, you have Andrew Luck, 3 touchdowns in the last 8 games. Guess who else in the history of football has thrown for that? You're in there with Manning and Brady, and that's it. So Luck is absolutely on fire right now. I'm jumping all over this game. The Jaguars are 0-7 in their last 7 games. Teams that are 0-7 against the spread after that are less than 50% chance of covering the spread. So I'm jumping all over this pick. This is absolutely huge. Bulletproof City, lock the Colts in, baby.
Lock it in right there. The Colts at Jacksonville, -4.5. If this does not win, I'll be shocked, and I'll be losing a lot of money probably because I might have to take this one live as well. Chris, I know you've been pretty quiet this year, but I think you're going to jump on this one as well just because we absolutely love this. Makes zero sense at all to us. So We'll see what happens. But talking about Bulletproof City, let's talk about who isn't Bulletproof City, and that is the Oakland Raiders right now. 2-9. John Gruden, welcome back. You're 2-9 now. Where'd you go from here as John Gruden, as the Oakland Raiders, about to move to Las Vegas? What is going to go on here? Is this something they need now that their franchise is going in the wrong direction? Maybe a move's going to be good for them, actually. So where do you see the future of the Raiders going?
Yeah, it's a good thing that they're moving, because Oakland is not Bulletproof City. I can promise you that. So they're going to move. They're going to go to Las Vegas.
I don't think Las Vegas is Bulletproof City either, though. We've all lost a lot of money there. So that definitely is not Bulletproof bets right there. That is probably also the opposite of Bulletproof City.
I would have said that too, but I mean, we watched an NHL team go into Vegas and be successful in their first year, which I was actually shocked about. I guess hockey players don't party that hard. I was always told they do, but it doesn't sound like they do. So, no, from here, I think the Raiders' season's over. They're struggling. The team has given up on the coach. Once they got rid of their star players, it's all downhill from there. There's turmoil in the locker room, and you could tell. When you're just losing like that, teams, they start to just fold. They start to get ready for the next season. And I think that's where the Raiders are this year.
Yeah, I mean, John Gruden, he clearly has a plan. He got rid of all those players. He wants to start fresh. And obviously, when you get rid of those players, you're starting fresh. It's a rebuild season. He made that pretty clear with those trades that he made. But he's ready to rebuild now. I forgot what he has. I think he has 3 or 4 first-round picks in the next 1 to 2 years. So he's going to get those players that he wants, in his program, that fit his mentality. And I think they're going to make a turnaround here. I mean, they have to. John Gruden, he's on a 10-year, $100 million deal. They aren't going to give up on him. He's going to be there at least 5 years. They're not just give him that money and let him go. So John Gruden, he's going to go out there, get the players he want, get to a new location, change everything around, change the program around. I think he's going to be just fine in a couple of years. But, I mean, they did just hire him because the Raiders weren't doing that good. So you can't expect him to just come in here in 1 year and absolutely dominate. This is the NFL. It's a tough place to play. And he just got rid of his best player. So I think over time, he's going to be able to build a team that he wants with the players that he wants. And I think they'll be just fine in Las Vegas. And we might have to go there and watch some of those games in Vegas, because that place is awesome.
So what do you think about this week then? The Chiefs favored by 15.5 points in Oakland. The spread of this game has never been over 2 touchdowns in the history of these two teams playing each other.
Yeah, I mean, that anytime I see that point spread, I just try to stay away from these games. It's just so outrageous. I mean, you basically have to be up 28 points just to be comfortable with that spread. I mean, even if the Chiefs are up 21, it's a late in the game, and the Raiders go down and score a late touchdown, and they cover. So you just never know what's going to happen in these crazy games. So I usually try to stay away from these ones. Like I said, it's just too dangerous. Pretty much the Chiefs have to be up by 28 just so you're comfortable, and even then, it's not a guarantee. So I think they do cover here, but I don't want to risk it. Maybe take a live line here. When the Chiefs score, they're going to score. They're going to be up in this game. That's pretty obvious. They're going to win. So maybe take a live line here. They might score a touchdown, a field goal, be up 10, 14, nothing. And Oakland might be the underdogs by 21, 21.5, 24.5 points at that point. I think that might be a good time to take this game if you can get some live lines in.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm going to take them this week. Everything we talked about.
Take who? Chiefs or Raiders?
I'm taking the Chiefs, baby. This week, I know it's a huge spread. I just took a huge spread with the Patriots last week. But I think this Oakland team, like we said, they have just fallen apart. They're playing for next year at this point. And the Chiefs, they're coming off a bye week. They're coming off a big loss on national TV. And they're going to want to come out and make a point, put up huge numbers, put this game early away. That's why I'm jumping all over this pick as another one of my Capper's Cup picks. It's time for the BetDSI.com Capper's Cup picks. The BetDSI.com Capper's Cup is a cool handicapping contest at BetDSI where you select your top 5 teams to win against the spread. You can sign up for free at BetDSI and compete against us each week. So what are you waiting for? Let's see if you can beat the pros or at least beat the Gronkowski bros. That's my third one already, so I might as well finish this puppy off. The Chiefs, 11-4 straight up, and against the spread in the last 15 games in Oakland, they've dominated this matchup. They're going to dominate again with a very strong offense going against one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Kareem Hunt is going to have a field day. This guy is going to eat because the Oakland Raiders are giving up over 150 yards a game. Next, my other Capper's Cup pick, the Patriots we already talked about, our bulletproof lock of the week that Glenn and I are both taking with the Colts. And for my fourth Capper's Cup pick, I'm going with the Broncos over the Bengals. The Broncos are on the road, -4.5 points. But the Bengals have lost Andy Dalton for the season. The Bengals have allowed 198 rush yards per game over the last 3 weeks. And this Denver team can run the ball. Broncos have covered in the last 5 out of 6 games with a strong run game. Expect the Broncos to run all over this Bengals defense. And last but not least, I'm taking the Saints -7.5 over the Cowboys. I'm riding the Saints team. The Saints are on fire. The Cowboys are always overhyped every year. They're coming off a 3-game win streak. The Cowboys are. But it's against inferior opponents. Everyone's jumping all over it. I'm riding with the Saints. The Saints have been on fire on the road, putting up huge numbers. Cowboys are coming off another win, and they're due to cool off. The Saints are 5-0 this year against the spread in away games. And the Saints are 9-3 against the spread against the Cowboys. I remember playing the Saints Thanksgiving Day in 2010, and they whooped us. That's also why I like taking the Saints on the road versus Dallas. The Dallas defense has helped win them games, but they won't be able to hold off against this insane Saints offense. I'm going all over. I'm taking the Saints. I'm just going to ride the Saints until they don't cover.
That should basically just be your bulletproof pick right there, because they are unstoppable right now. They're covering every single week. We should just do that every single week because they are on fire right now. Saints are looking good. But I'm going to give you my 5 picks. I actually did not take the Saints this week.
You're kidding me.
But I did take the Colts and I did take the Broncos just like you. Those are my 2 favorite picks of the week right there. Absolutely love both of them. Got the Colts, like I said, my bulletproof pick. And the Broncos, -4.5 against the Bengals. I mean, this Broncos team, they've just shown that they're legit. I think they're ranked 6th now in the NFL based on expert picks. I mean, you never know with that, but they've proven themselves that they do belong up there. Not only are they the 3rd-ranked defense shutting down and outlasting high-power offenses such as the Chargers and Steelers, but they're 9th overall on offense and 3rd overall rushing, which helps make this a complete team. Although they are on the road, Cincinnati just got blown out by the Browns, and clearly hiring Hugh Jackson has not helped at all.
Yeah.
With Andy Dalton sidelined the rest of the year, I think the Broncos team comes in and continues to do what they've been doing, and we see a similar outcome as we did last week in Cincinnati. Broncos win this one easily and cover the 4.5-point spread on the road. My 3rd pick, I'm going with the Panthers, -2.5 on the road against the Bucs. Carolina is in need of a win to keep their playoff chances alive. Bucs are pretty much eliminated already and have won 1 of their last 4 games, which was against a 3rd-string quarterback in the 49ers. With so much inconsistency and turbulence at QB for the Bucs, I think the Panthers come into Tampa, continue to put on an offensive show with McCaffrey and Cam Newton, and get this one done on the road to help boost their playoff chances, -2.5 at Tampa. My 4th pick, I'm taking the crazy spread here, Cardinals +14.5 on the road against the Packers. To me, the Packers, they are just not themselves this year. Although the Cardinals offense is 32nd in every single major statistical category on offense, the one thing I've noticed watching these games is that they can stop the pass. And I mean, they've proven that. They're 4th in pass defense, and it's because of their D-line. They're getting to the passer. They're making the passer uncomfortable, making them have bad throws, and it's creating turnovers. I think Aaron Rodgers hasn't performed well this year, and I think the Cardinals defense makes it even more difficult for him this week. I think Packers win this one, a low-scoring game, but Cardinals defense helps cover the spread up in Green Bay and cover the 14.5-point spread. My fifth Capper Cup pick is the Titans. My only home game I'm taking, Titans -8.5 against the Jets. Jets, I mean, they're just playing awful this season. Both QBs are banged up, and even if they were healthy, I really don't even think that would matter. They've lost by at least two scores the last 2 weeks, and they're going into Nashville to play a Titans team that has shown they can beat good teams, especially at home. Titans have been letting up more points recently, but I think they get back to playing the style of defense they have shown they can play, and they limit the Jets to under 14 points and cover the spread of 8.5 at home this week.
Hey, let's go. So we're both coming off 3-2. We've been winning lately. These picks are getting better and better each week. I wanted to let you know also about the Saints, that the Saints have not given up more than 20 points on defense in the last three games as well. So you might want to change your mind and jump on that again this week so we can keep on riding this winning train.
Well, let's jump into some college picks. What is going on in college? It's almost the end of the season already. Isn't that absolutely crazy? College bowl games are almost here already. NFL playoffs are even almost here already. I mean, this is crazy. NFL, college football. Football, it's more than halfway through the year. We got some big games coming up, both in the NFL and college. But it is time for conference championship games. Major conference championship games this week. Who you taking? Probably the most anticipated game. Georgia versus Alabama. Who you taking in this one? This is a big game for Georgia. If they lose, they could be out of the college football playoffs this year. If they win, I mean, they go to probably the favorites of winning it all if they can beat this Alabama team.
Yeah, absolutely. If they win, they're obviously 100% in. If they lose, it sucks because they really have two losses, but they're against two amazing teams. So anyone who plays Alabama, it's almost a guaranteed loss. So if you win, if you lose one other game outside of that, you're pretty much kicked out of the college football playoffs. So huge game for them. Obviously think that Bama's going to win this game. It's almost impossible to bet against them. So I'm sticking with Bama all day. And I hope that they do win. They get Georgia out of there because I don't want to see a rematch. But what do you think about Notre Dame coming in at the 3 spot? Every year, it's controversy around this team. They pretty much set their own schedule. Do you think at 12-0, they should be in the college playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're undefeated, you deserve a chance. I mean, it's the best thing the college football playoff did is it's four teams now. So if you're in that undefeated, you deserve to be in the top four and get a chance to beat these other teams that everybody says you can't beat. But it is controversial. I mean, Notre Dame did make it couple years ago, I forgot how long ago it was, maybe 5-6 years ago, and they got absolutely blown out in the national championship. So, I mean, they don't play very good teams. They played Michigan this year and they played Syracuse. Those are the only two teams that ended up ranked this year. So, I mean, when you make a schedule that's that easy and you become undefeated, should you be in the college football playoff? And I think the answer right now is yes, since it is a four-team format. Now, before, when it was just a two-team format, I think there should have been a lot more decision that went into it. But now I think they absolutely deserve a chance. They should go in there. They should be able to prove themselves. It's just like last year with UCF. They were undefeated. They won their bowl game against a big team when everybody was saying they couldn't. But I think if you go undefeated, you should no matter what be in the top four and get a chance to show if you truly are legit or not. And it's the same thing with UCF this year. They're 11-0 this year. Unfortunately, their quarterback did just get hurt, so most likely there is going to be a big decline. They might lose their winning streak this week or in the bowl game. But if you think the quarterback was healthy and they won this last week, had another undefeated season, what is that, 25 straight wins? They proved themselves last year that they can win against other big teams. You think that they should get a shot this year?
Yeah, and yeah, for sure. I mean, if a team's undefeated, there's four teams that get in, they got to let them in. I mean, they let Boise in, right? At one point, another team that wasn't in the greatest division. But 12-0, that deserves at least to make it at the four spot if there is not four other undefeated teams. I mean, that's how it should go, I think. But your point with Notre Dame is their schedule really, before the season, you would not have said it was easy. I mean, they're playing big-time teams. They're playing teams like Michigan, Florida State, Virginia Tech, Stanford, USC, all historically very good teams. I mean, they played a Michigan team that was ranked 7th. They played a Syracuse team that was ranked 20th, blew them out 36-3. They played Northwestern as well, who is now ranked 21st. Before this season, though, you would not have said that this was an easy schedule going into it. So I definitely think that Notre Dame deserves to be in the college football playoffs, especially because they're undefeated.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. That is a legit schedule right there. They actually did schedule some real teams this year for the first time. So that is very true. And I think Syracuse was actually ranked pretty high when they played them, if I remember correctly. Syracuse was on a hot streak there. They're playing good football. And Notre Dame came in there and they just completely blew them out and pretty much ruined the chances for Syracuse to become a contender. But the other big game this week, Red River Showdown, again, round two, first Big 12 championship in a long time. They got the Big 12 championship back again, which is pretty awesome. This is at the Sooners. Texas at Sooners. Who you taking in this one? If the Sooners win, you think they should take that 4 spot? Or you think Ohio State should take that 4 spot?
Now that's a tough one. Because first they got to win this game.
I'm saying Texas, if they win.
And that's a tough game. I mean, both this is teams a good Texas win. Team. They both win. I don't even know how you justify. I have no clue. That's why the college football playoffs, they just got to go and put UCF in then if they had a healthy quarterback in the 12-row spot.
That would be a great way to solve that problem. But this is crazy. Buckeyes or Sooners. The Sooners only loss is to Texas this year. So I think if they can prove that they can beat Texas, I mean, I think they deserve to be number 4. Why? I mean, they've pretty much proven they can beat everybody then. So if they can beat Texas, this is why I love that the Big 12 got their championship game back. I think that was a big thing that was hindering them on making a run at the college football playoff. And I think that's exactly why they implemented it again, so that they can get a chance at being in the college football playoff and showing that they are the best conference in college football. Isn't that right?
Wow.
Big 12, K-State.
I'm still looking for the Pac-12 to represent in this top 10.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Hey, 11th spot, all right? Washington's holding it down for us. Yeah! It's time for our favorite segment, the Fan Question of the Week, where we answer your questions about football, betting, our family, partying, or anything at all. Just hit us up on our social media and let us know what's on your mind. Submit your questions on Twitter, Instagram, or GetMoreSports.com. And if your question is chosen, you'll get some free Gronkcast swag, a killer Gronkcast t-shirt. We love getting questions from fans, and no topic is off limits, so bring the best you've got. This week's Fan Question of the Week, brought to you by Instagram, at CORRING16. And the question is, being former athletes, I'm curious to know how your body feels after your playing days and how have you changed your overall lifestyle?
Yeah, Chris always makes fun of me for this when he asks me to play basketball every week, and I tell him I can't because my knee still hurt. So that's how my body's feeling. I still can't really run. It hurts so bad. But no, it's not that bad. But it is crazy. It is a lot different. Your body does feel a lot better not getting hit every single day. And we both lost our playing weight, but we still work out. But the big difference about our workouts is we don't go heavy weights anymore. We're not squatting 500 pounds anymore. We're not putting all that pressure on our back. I had back problems. Two of our other brothers had back problems. So try to stay away from that. Limit the exposure to injuries. Just do medium weight, medium heavyweight, and do a lot of reps now. So that's the biggest difference in our workouts, our lifestyle. Our bodies are feeling better. Go to the gym pretty much every day. I mean, I know, Chris, you don't even take a day off ever. It don't matter how busy you are. You'll wake up at 4 a.m. and go because you're just that insane.
Thank you. No, yeah, but everything now for me, since my playing days are over, it was all about just living a healthy lifestyle. And when I was playing and doing everything for football, for my job, to keep my job. I was eating more than I could possibly eat just to keep weight. You know, lifting huge weight, heavy weight. It was all one max, low reps, explosiveness. Now it's all about just training to look good, feel good, and just live a healthy lifestyle. So completely different change, completely different eating habits, sleeping habits, 100% changed. When I was playing, I don't think I slept. I know for sure that I grinded my teeth every single night. Every time I went to the dentist, they asked what the heck was going on. All that completely changed with the stress that's off your shoulders once you're done playing. So you feel great, sleep better, eat better, and it's all about just living a healthy lifestyle and doing what's right for you.
That is very true. I remember eating everything I could possibly see. I would eat the most outrageous meals. But now, I think we were both over 240. You were about 255, and we're both down to about 215, 220 now. So we've cut it down, lost all that playing weight. And now, we just like to work out. It's just in our blood. We just like to go to the gym, have fun with it. But it has changed a lot. Different mentality for sure. But I think that about wraps it up for this week's edition of the Grindcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. Thanks again to everyone for joining us today. Don't forget to check out GetMoreSports.com to catch up on past episodes and also get the most up-to-date sports betting information. Thanks again for tuning into the Grindcast. Remember to subscribe to get weekly reminders of when our podcast is posted, and also ask us questions on Twitter and Instagram to be featured on future shows. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
The Grindcast is brought to you by GetMoreSports.com and iShaker. So visit GetMoreSports.com after the show for more NFL insights, analysis, picks, and podcasts from us.
Also, check out the links below for more information on iShaker, the double-walled, vacuum-insulated, sweat-free, kitchen-grade, stainless steel best shaker bottle on the market.
We also want to thank BetDSI.com for sponsoring the show. BetDSI is the world's top sportsbook and has been online for more than 20 years. It's free to sign up. And if you want to start betting with real cash, BetDSI accepts credit card deposits. Remember, it's now legal in the USA, so go make some picks. Follow the links on our podcast page and use promo code GRONK69 when signing up at BetDSI.com. This promo code gives you 100% bonus on your deposit up to the first $500. So head to BetDSI.com and make a few bets on our picks, or pick your own. And remember to use code GRONK69 when you sign up.